A bill before the Indiana House Committee on Family, Children, and Human Affairs would make more people eligible for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, the Senate has already approved the bill.
The federal government, which pays for SNAP benefits, sometimes called food stamps, says such assistance can only go to households that have less than $2,250 in assets, basically savings. However, states can opt out of that requirement, and 35 states don't impose asset limits at all. Lawmakers are hoping to follow another handful of states' examples by raising Indiana's limit to $10,000. Kathleen Lara is policy director for the group Prosperity Indiana. She says asset restrictions discourage financial responsibility and ultimately encourage people who might be in temporary need of financial assistance to remain poor in order to feed their families.
Logically, if we want Hoosiers to become economically sufficient, we cannot penalize them for saving funds and forcing them to spend down savings, retirement accounts, are selling off assets just to be eligible.
Indiana Family and Social Services Administration officials say most Hoosiers who use food stamps do so for less than a year. Some committee members are concerned about the lack of regulation on what SNAP can be used to purchase. SNAP can't offset the cost of alcohol or cigarettes, but can be used for almost any food item. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.